And you're listening on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. As winter approaches, some Michiganders are still weathering the pandemic without a home. Ashley Halliday-Schmant is the director for Northwest Michigan's Coalition to End Homelessness. They do things like fight evictions and connect people in crisis with housing resources. She joins me over the phone to talk about homelessness during the pandemic. So, Ashley, have rates of people experiencing homelessness changed this year compared to other years?
Yeah, so we are seeing our numbers increase slightly. I still don't think yet we're seeing the full wrath of the pandemic related to evictions and how many will actually face homelessness. But what we are seeing right now is a slight increase in our region, mostly based on people who are in the service industry and folks who have lost employment due to that. A lot of times the people that are entering our homelessness system from the service industry were kind of, it wasn't like foreclosure situations. It was, they were kind of in a transitional place with their housing anyway. Mm-hmm. So maybe they were staying with somebody and paying them, you know, a couple $100 a month to be a roommate or something like that. And when their income fell through or when COVID hit, folks were less willing to, you know, let people stay long term.
Do we know if the eviction moratorium from the CDC is working at all? I know that the moratorium is supposed to end later this month. And are there any concerns as that kind of approaches?
When I think about the CDC eviction moratorium, I think more about federally funded housing. And we might be seeing some more evictions there. So that would mean like income-based housing for seniors. We've already spent over $400,000 helping people avoid eviction just in the past 6 months. So once the state moratorium was lifted, that's when we saw the huge influx. And we're still receiving about 50 calls a day related to eviction assistance.
Is there more assistance available?
We're definitely hoping in the next version of the HEROES Act, you know, if Congress passes that, hopefully there will be homeless assistance programming related to that. But right now we still do have funding, but our state through the eviction diversion program, that money has all been spent. We do have limited funding right now to help people, but it's under $100,000 right now.
In conversations with people who work in emergency housing, sometimes you'll hear this phrase, housing is healthcare. And I just wanted to give you the opportunity to elaborate on what housing advocates mean when they say housing is healthcare.
Sure. So really what we're getting at when we say that is the rate that people are utilizing our healthcare systems while homeless far exceeds what they need once they're housed. So people are accessing, for example, the emergency department far more when they're experiencing homelessness, just due to what they're exposed to on the streets, as opposed to when they're housed. So when you're housed, you're safe. I mean, bottom line, you are safe. When you're on the streets, you're not able to even take care of medical concerns a lot. So we see folks experiencing homelessness not getting any medical care because they simply can't. Access is a huge issue, and especially when all you're trying to do is survive till the next day. You're trying to find your next place to sleep. You're trying to stay safe from the elements. You're trying to not become the victim of a crime. Worrying about your broken ankle is kind of low on the priority list. Most of our chronically homeless folks who do get into housing come with extensive comorbidities that we then get to address. I mean, we get the opportunity to link them with healthcare and actually have the space and the opportunity to be able to work on that stuff with them once their basic needs are met.
As we kind of approach the outrolling of a plan for how vaccinations are going to be rolled out, I was curious, have homeless providers been included in public health conversations regarding prioritization? And what are you guys thinking about as you kind of approach that and the plans that are going to be rolled out?
It's definitely on our minds. And where we're at right now is really at an advocacy level. There have been no, and I'm speaking specifically like very locally, there have been no communications made with our system around how folks experiencing homelessness will be prioritized for vaccination. So we are still heavy on the advocacy. I'm at a couple different state level tables where we're trying to advocate that at that level with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. But as far as locally, we're still really at an advocacy point. The public health concern around folks experiencing homelessness contracting the COVID-19 virus is a public health concern. People who are experiencing homelessness are doing community exposure at a different rate than maybe the rest of us. When stay home orders get placed, they can't do that because they don't have a home. So, you know, it's really, really critical to make sure that they are getting access to the vaccination and getting prioritized as a special population.
Ashley Halliday-Schmant, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Sure, anytime. Thanks so much, Kendra.